कामाये कामदानरा आद्यन्तवन्तो भार्याया देवा वा काल विद्रुता कियत् प्रियं ते व्यभजन् कामाये कामदानरा आद्यन्तवन्तो भार्याया देवा वा काल विद्रुता कियत् प्रियं ते व्यभजन् कामाये कामदानरा आद्यन्तवन्तो भार्याया देवा वा काल विद्रुता कियत् प्रियं ते व्यभजन् काल विद्रुता कियं प्रियं ते व्यभजन् कामाये कामदानरा आद्यन्तवन्तो भार्याय कियत् प्रियं ते व्यभजन् कामाये कामदानरा आद्यन्तवन्तो भार्याय देवा वा काल विद्रुता माताजी कियत् हाउ मच प्रियम एक्चुअल हैप्पीनेस ते दे व्यभजन have provided kama sense gratification ye and those kamada who give sense gratification naraha men adi a beginning anta and an end vantah having भार्याया of a wife, देवाः the demigods, वा or काल by time, विद्रुता separated and thus disturbed. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupāda. Translation. Men provide sense gratification for women, but all these men and even the demigods in heaven have a beginning and an end. They are all temporary creations who will be dragged away by time. Therefore, how much actual pleasure or happiness could any of them ever give to their wives? Purport. In this material world, everyone is basically pursuing his personal sense gratification, and thus everyone is being ruined by the influence of time. On the material platform, no one actually helps anyone else. So-called material love is simply a cheating process, as the Lady Pingala is now discovering. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं పరిజనాసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణాలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశా గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతీతానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ సో లైక్ టు టేక్ ది పర్మిషన్ అండ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇస్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ పింగళ ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 11th క్యాంటో కృష్ణ ఇస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ ఉద్ధవ and is narrating the past time how once Prahlad Maharaj he happens to meet this avadhut brahmana and this brahmana is learning so many things from different things of this world so it's very interesting to note here that in this world the standard conception of a spiritual teacher a guru is that of a wise instructing master guru means a person who is a wise person and he instructs and there are a lot of examples in Srimad Bhagavatam of wise instructing teachers like Sukadev Goswami Narad Muni Prithu Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj they are all speaking instructive wisdom to the students but this section of Srimad Bhagavatam expands that conception of a spiritual teacher expands the conception of guru by shifting the onus of learning from the teacher to the student when the onus of learning is on the teacher the seeker there is a risk that the seeker may become a little passive considering that it is the teacher's responsibility to impart spiritual knowledge in such a manner that the recipient can internalize it and therefore this bhikshu geeta the song of the brahmana it encourages or it recommends the readers of shrimad bhagavatam to bring that onus upon the listener and we see here how even this brahmana bhagavatam doesn't describe any interaction between any of the 24 gurus with the brahmana there is no interaction there is no communication per se but just by seeing the different events of the world the brahmana learns spiritual wisdom and here is the story of pingala the zeal of the brahmana is very remarkable here the zeal to learn because even when there is no interaction the brahmana is learning so many things so one may say that it may have just happened that the brahmana was there at the right place observing the right thing but not just the right place and right thing it is the desire of the seeker it is the desire of the student also which actually enables him to observe the right thing at the right place and learn and here the brahmana is learning from a prostitute traditionally we have been hearing how in spiritual texts in religious texts the character of a prostitute is not very much appreciated, is not very much glorified. But there are other places, even in the religious texts, where prostitutes have been, remarked, prostitutes have been considered as testimonies to the transformational potency of the divine grace of the Supreme Lord. How the Supreme Lord's grace, acts even through such personalities. We have the examples of prostitutes who were receivers of spiritual wisdom. In the New Testament of Bible, there is the example of Mary Magdalene, who was delivered by Jesus Christ. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is the story of Lakshyahira, who was delivered by Srila Haridas Thakur. But more rare are the stories of prostitutes who have imparted wisdom, who have imparted Vedic wisdom, like Chintamani. She became a guru for Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And here is the beautiful example of Pingala. From Pingala, Chanakya Pandit, he mentions in his Niti Shastras that one should not hesitate to pick up gold even from a filthy place. So therefore, even proper wisdom is being imparted here from a person like Pingala, Chanakya Pandit recommends that one should accept it. And what is the lesson that she is imparting? Very powerful lesson. The lesson of the power of detachment. In the 15th chapter, Krishna explains this, power of detachment. That how this material world is like an inverted banyan tree. And sometimes, the condition of the banyan tree, a person who is entangled in the desires, in the material desires, those branches and, different twigs of the banyan tree may become so intricately combined that it may be very difficult to solve those situations. And therefore Krishna recommends asanga shastrena dridena chitva. Just cut these knots of desires using the sword of detachment. So this powerful lesson of detachment the Avadhut Brahmana is learning from Pingala. So today in the time we have, we'll just look at study the transformation of heart that Pingala goes through. What does it happen? What happens? Was it just the external circumstances that Pingala was going through, which became a cause of her heart transformation? Or was there any contribution on Pingala's part also? Because for a spiritual practitioner, a person may just be waiting for certain events, certain circumstances to come in his life so that the heart can get transformed. And that may become an excuse for him to not act in an explicit manner. So here is Pingala. The situation of Pingala is very rare, because such a transformation from such a situation is not ordinarily seen in this world. Pingala was very much anxious for two things, the Bhagavatam describes. She was very much anxious for money, and she was very much anxious for gross sense pleasure, essentially, which means greed and lust. We see how the world today is increasingly consumed by these two things. The intense desire to have more and more, which is greed, and the desire to enjoy more and more. And therefore, when we see this transformation in the character of Pingala, it is not ordinary. It is not ordinary. Because in the world also we see how there are so many people running after, being inflicted with greed and lust, but there is no transformation that is happening. Right? The testimony is the big pornographic industry. I just came upon an article which described that This is today a $100 billion industry, which generates more revenue than even Microsoft Corporation, and is capable to feed 5 million children every day. So this is the condition of the world today. And there is no transformation that is taking place. So why was Pingala special? Why has she found a way into Srimad Bhagavatam? We'll just have a look at that. Because it is not possible to understand spiritual realities, it is not possible to understand absolute truth when one is in an intoxicated state. The Gita mentions, Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Aparita Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Samadhav Na Vidhiyate. When one is overly attached to Bhoga and opulence, Bhoga and Aishwarya, sense gratification and Aishwarya, Prasaktanam Prakrishta Rupena Asakta, one is very much attached to sense gratification and an opulent lifestyle. In the heart of such a person, the impetus to transform or the impetus to understand spiritual knowledge never takes place. So that is what the Gita instructs. This urge for transformation only happens when the mercy of the Lord flows through the heart of such a person. And this mercy flows through two channels. Externally, the mercy of the Lord comes when the life of such a person is intercepted by a devotee of the Lord. Because as we discussed, the condition of the world is so alarming today. It's degrading at such a fast pace, like a fast flowing river. And therefore, unless and until the mercy of the Lord comes into life of such a person, it is very difficult for that course to actually change. We see the example of Srila Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada actually changed the course of lives of so many people, including all of us here, who were just flowing in that fast flowing river of sense gratification and greed, like that. So externally, a devotee of the Lord may intercept the life of a person, or the grace may flow internally. The super soul within the heart, may inspire a person to actually surrender unto him. And in this case, Pingala is attracting that mercy of the Lord by two things. She is attracting the mercy of the Lord by her contemplation. And she is attracting that mercy of the Lord by her comparative study. There are four things that Pingala contemplates. She is contemplating on the nature of this material body, how this material body is. Yesterday we were seeing Deen Gaurang Prabhu beautifully describe that how this material body, Pingala is comparing to be like a house which is filled with foul smelling substances, and still a person relishes staying inside that house. For example, sometimes we visit these college hostels and they are really, really dirty, exemplarily dirty. Not been broomed, not been cleaned. You remove ample number of posters pasted on the wall. You remove one poster and the whole stock of dirt just falls down. And the whole table is like in a mess. The whole almirah, you pull out the almirah and a gush of foul smelling substances comes out of the almirah. And still a person just relishes being in such a situation. Pingala is describing that my situation is like that. Any sane person wouldn't relish staying in a home which is smelling very bad, right? Even when there is a small little smell, maybe some rat has died, immediately there is an investigation, find out and clean up that place. But Pingala is comparing that here is my body which is filled with all these substances, and still I am such a person who am relishing staying in this body. So she is contemplating on the nature of this material body. Then she is contemplating on the nature of her own uncontrolled mind. What is the nature of her mind? She gives this example that her mind is like that of a child, balisha. Just like a child doesn't know what is right, what is wrong, what is beneficial for him, and what could be harmful for him. Similarly, Pingala, she is not actually aware what could be beneficial for her. And therefore, her mind is totally uncontrolled like a child. Then she is contemplating on the nature of the Supreme Lord. How the Supreme Lord is actually a friend of all the living entities. Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. The Gita describes that as soon as a person understands or realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the best friend of all living entities, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam, Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati, immediately he feels Shanti, he feels peace within his heart. So she is reflecting on the nature of her body, she is reflecting on the nature of her uncontrolled mind, and she is reflecting on the nature of the Supreme Lord Himself. And she is reflecting on how she has not yet surrendered to that Supreme Lord. She is contemplating on her neglect of the Supreme Lord Himself. Shri Narottam Das Thakur, in his beautiful bhajan, he reiterates this consciousness of Pingala when he sings, Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Suniya Vishakhayinu. I have obtained this human form of life which is actually capable of taking me out of this repeated cycle of birth and death, but knowingly I am accepting this poison of material sense gratification. And he's mentioning, Samsara Bishanale Divanishi Hiyajale Judaite Na Koino Upaye. Day and night my heart is burning from the fire of poison of worldliness, and still I haven't taken the means to relieve it. So this is the active contemplation that Pingala is doing. She's taking a stock of the situation in her life. What is happening in her life? What is happening in her life? And then she does a comparative study. She is comparing here in the previous verses, she is comparing that what is it that the Lord can offer to her? And what is it, in this particular verse, she is wondering, what is it that these worldly men can offer to me? And she is mentioning what the Lord can offer. The Lord can award us everything, even our original spiritual form. And what can others offer? The others can offer at the most momentary and meager sense pleasure. So here Pingala is performing this cost benefit analysis, what we may say. Where am I currently and where could I be prospectively? How could my situation improve? We see in this world, everyone does this cost-benefit analysis. Every job seeker does this cost-benefit analysis. When he wants to approach or apply for a company, he wonders, he tries to find out what is it that I'll be getting in this company if I work for this company. What would be my salary? What would be my, different perks and benefits that I'll be getting? Every job seeker does this cost-benefit analysis. Every investor does this cost-benefit analysis. Correct, Prabhuji? Right? Every business does this cost-benefit analysis. No. Like one of the ways in which businesses expand in this world is when they buy out other small businesses. Correct? Recently this deal of, Flipkart being sold is very much in news. So there was this news that maybe Amazon is going to buy Flipkart, and therefore Amazon will expand its business in India. But then shortly the news is saying that, how Walmart is entering into picture, and Walmart is actually ending up buying Flipkart. So seeing from Flipkart's point of view, there is this cost-benefit analysis. Should I submit to Amazon or should I submit to Walmart? Where would I get more benefit, right? So there is the same cost-benefit analysis that Pingala is doing. Pingala is comparing the givers. What can even the greatest givers of this world, which are the demigods, can give her? This kind of a rhetorical question. You know, rhetorical question is something for which you don't expect an answer. Say, for example, you know, in Hindi, like they say, you know, paisa kya ped pe ugta hai? So when you ask this question, you know, paisa kya ped pe ugta hai? You know, does money actually, you know, comes out of a tree? You don't expect an answer, but such rhetorical questions actually make a very, very strong point. So here Pingala is saying, what will these great givers of this world, including the demigods, be capable of giving me? They are just limited. They can at most give me meager and momentary pleasure. And then Pingala is comparing her material existence and her prospective spiritual existence. She is desiring to serve like Lakshmi Devi. Previous verses we have seen. Pingala is actually wondering that now I will surrender to the Supreme Lord completely and enjoy just like Lakshmi Devi is enjoying by serving the Supreme Lord. And she is comparing her material existence. She is wondering that the nature of this material body, the capability of this body to enjoy, is inexplicably and unavoidably limited. The body can just give a very, very small amount of pleasure. This is what Pingala is comparing. She is wondering about the nature of pleasure available in this world. Again, in the Gita, This beautiful verse, yehi sam sparshaja bhoga dukha yonayo evate adi antavant tu kaunteya na teshu ramate budha. That the pleasure that is obtained by the senses coming in contact with its sense object is very limited. It has a beginning and it has an end. And an intelligent person doesn't relish, no, doesn't derive pleasure from such an interaction. And here Pingala is proving herself to be a Buddha. By making that decision, by making that resolve to not continue on her own path. So out of this contemplation and out of this comparative study, it is not that, you know, she just thinks and, you know, it's all over. Her comparison and her contemplation gives birth to a concrete decision in her life. She takes this concrete resolve in her life that it's enough now. It is enough now. No. It is said that devotion may be a matter of the heart, but one's dedication to that devotion has to be a decision of the head. So unless and until one utilizes his intelligence in repeatedly making that resolve based on his contemplation and based on his study of the material world, the situation that he is in, and Pingala resolves to pay the price of complete surrender. She mentions that now I will pay the price of complete surrender and enjoy just like Lakshmi Devi. So therefore, it is a well-established fact that there are no free lunches in this world. If at all we want to achieve the grace of the Supreme Lord, if at all we want to advance spiritually, one needs to pay the full price of surrender. Just like, you know, if we walk into a jewelry market, we see there are so many small jewelry shops, right, which provide jewelry at a very cheap rate. And there are a lot of people flocking those small little shops. But there could be one big TVZ, big huge shop, three-storied, and hardly one or two customers in it. Right? So does that mean that this huge big Tribhuvan Das Jaweri, you know, jewelry shop is something, you know, less popular or, you know, less important than all these small little artificial jewelry shops? No. Just because not many people have the capacity or are willing to pay the price to get the correct substance, to get that pure substance, pure gold. And what is that price for complete surrender? Srila Rupa Goswami, he mentions that that price for complete surrender is not something very, very, you know, very large. That price is very small. What is that price? He mentions that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to achieve that mercy. Lolyam ekapi mulyam. One's intense eagerness to achieve the mercy of the Lord is the only price that needs to be paid for achieving that complete surrender. So yes, here is Pingala. She has had this contemplation and she has had this comparative study and she has taken this resolve to surrender the Supreme Lord. How is our situation different from Pingala? Because many a times the situations of this world may also propel us to contemplate on such things. And we may also compare, we may also do some cost-benefit analysis on ourselves. But then, here Pingala is actually translating her contemplation and translating her study into concrete steps that she wants to take. She is very much focused on how she wants to move ahead in life. And maybe for us, one of the reasons why as devotees, you know, we don't have a very fast moving advancement is that, you know, at regular intervals, there are not these concrete decisions that we take in life. It is said that many times we may be so distracted that we fail to focus within ourselves. His Grace Sri Dama Sakha Prabhu, last week he was mentioning that how it is very easy for us to actually consider ourselves to be like Pingala. Yes, I am Pingala, he was mentioning. That yes, how we are also running after illusory masters of this world and serving these illusory masters of this world. But just while preparing this talk, I was wondering that maybe, yes, we have also been serving such illusory masters, but more important than that, for me personally, would be to ask, no, I would like to actually, you know, put myself in the picture of Pingala, in the shoes of Pingala, and ask myself, no, kab tak, till when will this continue? Right? Till when will my business continue? My business of engaging myself in fulfilling my selfish desires, maybe even in a devotional environment, will continue. Right? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you know, sings in this beautiful prayer, Kabe habe bolo, sei dina amar. And he gives a long list, a long task list that all of us sadhakas have actually yet to accomplish. This was a huge, you know, big, very big prayer. We don't have so much time, we could have sung that. But he is, you know, praying that when will I be free of the habit of committing offenses to the holy name and the devotees? Aparadha ghuchi Krishna name ruchi. Now, when will I, you know, end up this process of committing offenses? And when will I actually develop this taste for the holy name of the Lord? We have also been hearing so many things. We should be serious, sincere, without ulterior motives. We should be trinadapi sunichena taroreva sahishnuna. But maybe the task list is still incomplete. So therefore, you know, comparing ourselves with Pingala, Pingala was actually able to successfully translate her situation into a concrete decision and, you know, move ahead in life. Because surrender, it is said, surrender is not just a one-time event. It is not that, you know, just because at one point of time in our life, we commit ourselves to the spiritual practice, it is done. Yesterday, Prabhuji was mentioning that how surrender in Hindi, in Sanskrit, it refers to sharanagati. There has to be gati, there has to be movement. So essentially, surrender is actually a recurring process. It is a recurring process of contemplation, comparison, and concrete decisions in our life. That is what surrender is all about. And when one is actually focused within, contemplating within, and taking proper steps in his life, that internal focus, maybe it will inch us closer to the character of Pingala. The more one is focused outside, the changes of this world will become very much, you know, it will disturb us at every point of time in our life. Because the nature of this world is that the situations and circumstances always change. And if one is focused outside, if one is focused about this, about a favorable situation, only if the situation is favorable, will my bhakti continue nicely, maybe that could be a very dangerous situation. Because the nature of the world is that situations are always going to change. And therefore, one has to check out whether our engagements in this world are actually enthusing us from within to serve Krishna in a better manner, to serve Krishna in a better quantity maybe. If that impetus is not being achieved out of our engagements, then the Bhagavatam mentions, dharma swanishthitah pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyat na utpadyate yadi ratim shrama evahi kevalam. If our engagements don't, you know, produce that enthusiasm within us to hear Krishna katha, to serve Krishna in a better manner, it is just fruitless labor, shrama evahi kevalam. This beautiful example, just like, you know, during a flight, the pilot who is flying the airplane, he doesn't fly his airplane seeing the situation, the external atmosphere outside. He is focused on the parameters that is visible to him on the dashboard. Those parameters, those internal parameters on the dashboard, give him a better understanding of the position, of the status of his flight. And based on those parameters, the pilot, he takes appropriate decisions to reach his destination. So similarly, focusing on the externals of this world may not be very much helpful. More helpful is a focus inside. And this inside focus of Pingala, this detachment of Pingala, was actually real. How do we know that the detachment of Pingala was real? It is mentioned how this pastime actually ends. Now, when Pingala is all done with this, you know, her contemplation and everything, the Bhagavatam describes she just sits down on her bed and goes to sleep peacefully. Now, that may seem to be very, you know, anticlimactic. For a prostitute to not get any customer all through a night is something like a shopkeeper not getting any customer all through the day. Right? Such a shopkeeper who hasn't got any customer through the day, at the end of the day, he will be, you know, irritated. He will be frustrated. And he will be like complaining of everything. Now here is Pingala with a night of zero business. She is completely peaceful. And she goes to sleep. This is such a simple activity that one might miss the significance herein. Because what we witness here is actually a change within the desire of Pingala. A change in Pingala's desire to serve the, you know, temporary givers of this world, to serve the Supreme Lord. And that is what is the central message of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam never advocates giving up of one's desires. The Srimad Bhagavatam always encourages its readers to redirect his desire from matter to Bhagavan. All of us also been desirous of serving, you know, matter in this world. People in this world are, you know, just engaged in serving the material world. But how Bhagavatam encourages its reader to redirect that desire. And when there is a successful redirection, then one is actually peaceful at heart. This is what the pastime of Pingala demonstrates. And what is the result of Pingala's resolve? The result of Pingala's resolve is that she is actually accepted by Krishna. Because she is accepted by Krishna, she has found her way into the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Api chet su duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhureva samantabhya samyag vyavasito hi saha. Krishna doesn't consider the previous background, what we were, what were our desires previously. He is just bothered about what is our intent now. So he's mentioning api chet su duracharo, even if one has been engaged in the most abominable of all activities. Api chet su duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak. If he is really worshipping me, with great intention, sadhur eva samantabhya, I consider him to be a saintly person. Samyog vyavasito hi sa. And very soon, he'll be perfectly situated. In the same 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna describes the beautiful pastime of Avanti Brahmana. Now, the pastime of Avanti Brahmana is also something similar to that of Pingala. Pingala was a kind of degraded personality. But here was this Brahmana, a personality from having a very high birth. He was very rich and he was very learned. But the problem was, he was very greedy and he was very, very, very ambitious. And in doing so, he never cared for his, friends and relatives and everyone. So Bhagavatam describes that how this Avanti Brahmana, over a period of time, when he lost his piety, he also, became utterly miserable. He got plundered by thieves. All his riches just came down to nil. And when he actually became a pauper, all his relatives, all his family just abandoned him. And here was this Avanti Brahmana who was out there begging. But even during his process of begging, he was pelted with stones and he was kicked by the residents of the village. So this was, when this Avanti Brahmana goes through it all, that same contemplation and comparison he has within his heart. And he also starts wondering about the possibility, about the glory of serving the Supreme Lord. And when he also decides to serve the Supreme Lord, now Krishna is mentioning these two stories, the story of Pingala and the story of Avanti Brahmana to Uddhava. He's trying to impress upon Uddhava that how it is not one's background, whether one is a degraded person, whether one is a very rich and learned Brahmana. The point is, as long as one is surrendered completely, that is when Krishna actually accepts. So Krishna is not concerned with who we are. He is not concerned with our capabilities. He is not concerned with our position. All that he is considered is our humility and our desire to surrender unto him. Because these stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, one may find a lot of variety, a devotional variety. My God, the story of an elephant, the story of a deer, the story of a, small children, the story of demons killing. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one may find that there is a lot of variety of devotional entertainment. But actually, these stories are not just meant for oral entertainment. These are actually meant for transformation of our lives. These stories are actually meant to change our lives by giving us that impetus to become focused in life. by giving us that impetus to be focused within and to increase our surrender and service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, this beautiful story of Pingala, you know, if we actually contemplate on it in a deeper manner, can also provide us that impetus to look within our lives internally and take those repeated resolve. Because depending on the decisions that we take in life, we move and reach a particular destination accordingly. And our decisions, depending on, you know, and what will those decisions be based on? Those decisions will be based on upon our knowledge, upon the knowledge that we derive from these scriptures. So these scriptures actually give us that basis on which we can make proper decisions in our life and achieve the perfect destination of Antakale Chamam Eva Smaran Muktva Kalevaram Yah Payati Samad Bhavam Nahi Yati Yatra Samshaya. Krishna says that there is no doubt about it. So there are these different channels that Krishna presents before all of us. The channels of devotees, the channels of the scriptures, the channel of the spiritual master. And the only intent of the Supreme Lord is that somehow or the other, these people in this material world can get an impetus to redirect their focus from outside to inside and surrender unto Him. Thank you all very much. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. As divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.